This is Chris Ciccinelli, and hey, welcome to The Secret Is You. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is money. You know, I always think about money, 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 money. What was that song? I mean, who was that song actually by? Eddie Money, was it? Is that who it was? Money, money, money. All I remember is Michael J. Fox and that song when he goes and all of a sudden he's going from the farm town or wherever the heck he is from. And next thing you know, he's out there in Wall Street trying to get on and trying to pull off big deals, wheeling and dealing and making some things happen. Who was that? Who was that? That was that?
ABBA.
Who was it?
ABBA.
ABBA was money, money, money. Anyway, we're going to talk about that because I think a lot of people comes up, especially today, especially the world that we're living in. You know, we have so many still millions and millions of Americans still, you know, on the unemployment line. So many people that are, you know, trying to figure out different ways to make money, different ways that they can go out there. You know, when I think about this, I also think about, you know, the ways you attract money. But I also think there are several different ways to do this. Now, one of my favorite people out there, if you haven't followed, is Gary Vee. Gary Vee could be one of the more true people that are out there on the internet that's actually talking and also on social media. Gary Vee, why I love him so much is he talks about there's so many different ways to make money, but people are truly not looking for it. People are not attracting it. They're not going after it. Most people sit back and they think about it. They talk about it, but nobody actually does the efforts or actions to get it, right? So every Saturday and Sunday, Gary Vee actually goes to yard sales. Now, this is the thing. He does his homework, which I think if you're going to make money, you need to make sure you're doing your homework. That's number one. Where do you feel that you can go make money? Where are opportunities out there that nobody else is playing in? Where are opportunities that nobody else wants to do? Because most of the time, what I see where people making money is the most money or the people that make the most are doing the uncomfortable activities. You've heard me say that prior in the past. I think the people that kind of understand that living uncomfortable will give them that comfortable lifestyle are the ones that are going to succeed the most. But Gary Vee goes and he literally is going to yard sales. So he will go, he has some things in mind that he's going to be doing. He gets on the internet, he finds out, like he sees, like maybe it's an Avenger, it's an Iron Man, it's boxed up, it's in its original package. He goes to the yard sale, finds the yard sale, and literally finds something that, well, most people would sell for a buck because they want to clear it out. And they're like, look, I don't want this junk in my house anymore. And I want to get rid of it. And I'll sell it for $2, which online, guess what? Or if you're a collector, if somebody would just take the time to go research this stuff, would find out that that Avenger was worth $150. And all he has to do, pick it up for $2 to $3, go there and sell it for, you know, $50 or $100. Next thing you know, he's got a $48 to $98 return on his money. I mean, like, come on, people. You sit back and you think about that. He does this every week. He does that with baseball cards. He does that with, there was, remember Thundercats back in the day? Some of you probably don't even remember that, but Thundercats, let's roll, you know? And he goes into these garage sales and finds Thundercats that people are like, you know, their kids have moved out. They don't want this stuff in their house anymore. And he does his homework and he goes it. He makes money because he researches. He makes money because he gets up early on Saturday and Sunday and takes his ass to a garage sale. Now, Gary Vee is worth a lot of money, but what he understood, and I love the fact that people that want to go out there and make things happen, is that they don't look at making money as a job. They look, making money is a livelihood. Making money is part of who you are. Making money, the processes in which you do it, if you sit back and go, gosh, I got to get up and I got to go to work to make money, you know, I got to go clock in, clock out, you'll always make a salary. You'll always make a certain amount of money. The people that make the most amount of money with me are the people that sit back and go, you know what? I don't care when I have to be on call. I love to go work. Well, guess what? If you love to work, you love to do these things, you're going to attract the money because of your behaviors, by the things that you're doing. When you sit back and say, I got to go to work to make money, that's bullshit. That's you might as well just cash it out. When you should say every day when I wake up, I'm going to make some money today. And I'm not going to go to work for it. I'm going to do it because this is part of my life. This is part of who I am. This is part of my routine. That's how you attract it. Now, the biggest thing that customers have to understand from people that want to make money from them is, what value do you as the business owner, what value as you as the rainmaker are going to be providing to people every day? That's first and foremost. So you sitting here listening to me today have to sit back. Now, if you're in the car, don't take out a pen and a piece of paper right now. You could just kind of go home, replay this, and then do it another time. If you're jogging, running, doing the same thing, do it when you get home. Just replay this. But the first thing that you have to do, if you're sitting here at your desk right now, if you're sitting at your kitchen counter right now, I want you to go ahead and write this down. Number one, if you want to attract money, what value are you providing to the people that you're going to make money from? Okay, that is an important piece. What value are you going to bring to somebody's livelihood? So if you're a pure romance consultant, you have to be thinking about, are you going to provide value of great information? Are you going to provide value of making sure that you provide the best customer service? Are you going to provide value to make sure that you've went out and curated the best of the best for them? So with their experience with the brand, their experience with you is going to be second to none. That's a huge piece when you sit back and you talk to people and say, okay, what value do I provide to somebody? And here's the thing. If you don't know, you need to know. You need to figure this out. And ask your friends, ask your clients, hey, or ask the ones you trust. Now, don't put this shit on Facebook or Instagram. Hey, what value do I provide to you? Because you might get a lot of different answers from a lot of people you just don't need to listen to. You need to go to your trusted people and say, hey, look, I'm really trying to figure out. And they might go, man, you provide so much great information when it comes to sexual health. You provide so much great information when it comes to relationship advice. Awesome. That starts kind of building what it is that you're going to give to your clients and your customers. And you need to make sure that you understand that's a great place to continue your education, continue learning, because if people love that about you, that's the one thing that you should play off of. You should play off of knowing, you know, all of the different things that are happening in the world today. How's COVID playing into people's relationships? How is seclusion playing into people's relationships? How is depression or anxiety playing into it? Because people are looking to you as this resource, and that's the value you provide to them. Some people might say, man, you are so funny. You're amazing. You're so great. You know, I just love being around you. Your energy is awesome. Well, can I tell you? That is something you need to play off of. You need to make sure that you, how do you keep that energy up? How do you make sure you don't fall into the trap of depression or anxiety or this trap of like everything's doom and gloom? And you know what? That means, how do you make sure that you're constantly working out? How do you make sure that you're constantly putting yourself in a routine, eating healthy, sleeping, doing the things you need to do so that people look and say, you know what? You keep that positive vibe about you. That's the biggest thing I think that most people that want to make money don't understand is what is the value that they're going to be providing to people. And it's such a miss. It's such a miss because so many people are just used to going out there and getting a paycheck. They're used to getting, you know, a salary. They're used to getting a wage or whatever it might be. But most people, what they don't do that really are going to be successful as business owners, successful as entrepreneurs, you know, they don't understand what they provide as value. My value right now is this. It's a lot different than when I was building my company and doing the things that I'm doing right now. My value of why people want to tune in or want to listen is I took a company from $1 million to over $400 million. How did we do that? Well, it was through a lot of process. It was through a lot of, you know, hard times. It was through the rise and grind that we do every day, right? The process, the way we go out and do it. Doing the uncomfortable activities. The value I provide today is sharing with you all the ways I got there and all of my trials that I and tribulations and pitfalls that I went through. That's value that I provide to people, because if somebody listens to me, they can maybe either get to where I got to faster, or they can avoid some of the pitfalls that I went through, some of the things that I wish I wouldn't have done in the past. Ultimately, too, the other thing I provide is a different perspective, because so many people that we hang around with aren't business owners, aren't entrepreneurs, and so their glass might be half full where my glass is overflowing. That's the difference. The other thing too, if you want to track money, please do me a favor, educate yourself. Educate yourself on money. Educate yourself on why making money is important. Education is so important. It's so important that you have to continue to keep your mind sharp. We as human beings, we need to constantly keep feeding our brain. We need to constantly keep growing and learning. And I see too many people that say, you know what? You know what? It's crazy that more people that want to make money don't put the time in. They say the average CEO reads 60 books a year. 60. Well, Who's the highest paid person typically in an organization? The CEO. Well, why the hell does the CEO got to read all those books then? Because if you want to stay sharp and you want to continue to keep making more, you need to continue to keep feeding the brain. You got to keep feeding the soul. We need that as people. We need that as business owners. You know, my thing right now is I'm reading Man's Search for Meaning. Man's Search for Meaning. And it's a great book. It's a great book to make you think about how strong we are as people. How we can overcome so many different obstacles that are out there. What are you doing? Write it down. Are you self-educating yourself? How many books have you read this year or listened to? I bet you've watched more Netflix series than you have actually read books. Tire King. Arr. What the hell has that done for you? Probably nothing. But you know what? You could have been taking that time and read a book. Could have been educating yourself. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You could go out there. Who Moved My Cheese? Good to Great. 7 Habits of a Highly Effective Person. All of these things you could go out there and do. And some people are like, I've read them. Well, reread them again because you only remember 25% of what the book said anyway. So go back and do it yourself. Continuous. I read some of the same damn books. How Successful People Think. I read those books because ultimately, in my mind, in my world, I want to continue to keep getting better. And sometimes I can't remember the things I read 4 or 5 years ago. So I do reread them. How to Win Friends and Influence Others. The third thing is this. Write down, how much networking have you done this year? Now, a lot of people are going, well, Chris, it's COVID and I've not been able to do my bridal show. I've not been able to go out and do my parties. I've not been able to do the other stuff. Okay, great. Wonderful. Everybody else in the world is doing the same damn thing. So you're not alone. This is not like something that is new. Well, how many venues have you created to be able to network with people? Because I think if you want to also make money, you got to network with people. Because here's why. More and more of my business that I deal with or how I grow or bringing new things to the table is because I network with people and I'm constantly telling them about what I do. I'm constantly telling them about how Pure Romance operates. What exactly are we? How do we go out there and benefit other people? I think networking is one of the biggest ways of making money because people need to know what you do. And most of us buy either because of that person that we love and we respect, or we buy off of referrals. And referrals come from us networking all of the time. You know, it's crazy. My wife goes and meets with a bunch of people and they'll be like, oh my gosh, it's around Valentine's Day. And somebody will be like, oh my gosh, Jessica, I forgot about that. Yeah, Chris does it. Can I get some product for Valentine's Day for this, for this, for this? And most people wouldn't know what I do unless we were out there talking about it all the time, actually telling people what it is. Networking is a huge, huge tool because your friends that you go out and talk to, they also have their network. And when you tell people what's going on, you showcase. You don't have to be the person that's bragging all the time. You don't have to stand on your soapbox and say, oh my God, we're so great. But I do believe networking is a huge, huge piece of making money. The other thing too is learning from your failures. Oh my God. If you can do one thing, don't take your failures as like you are not good or you're not good enough. Take your failures and actually really like, you've heard this from so many people. You could go on the internet and research how failures lead to the next step of success. How every failure that you have is going to get you better and make you a better version of yourself. It is the absolute truth. In the beginning of my career, I used to take my failures as, you know, really, really personal. And I would get down on myself and I would, you know, be frustrated. But I was also very young and naive. And I didn't understand that every one of those failures actually made me stronger, made me better as a business owner, made me stronger, better as a person, made me stronger, better as a father, a husband, all of those things. The failures are going to be things that are going to make us. And we look at our kids. You know, some of us don't want our kids to fail, but it's the greatest thing when they do. You know, my son Max tries out for the 4th grade basketball team. And you're going, well, you know, it's 4th grade. Well, guess what? They have a select team. He didn't make the select team. You know what? And was he upset? Yeah. Did he cry? Yeah. Was he feeling like he wasn't good enough? Yeah. Did it also stem into other things like, I'm not good at this, Dad. I'm not good at that, Dad. Yeah. Now, I could have been like the helicopter dad and gone back and said, hey, why isn't my kid playing? What do you mean? You picked the wrong people, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? Max has got to learn that not everything in the world is going to be handed to him. Not everything in the world is going to be simple and easy. He's got to fail at some things. And when he fails, that failure will motivate him to press to go work out, to go shoot baskets, to go dribble. Because before, guess what? Before Max failed, he was LeBron James in his mind. He was Michael Jordan in his mind. The failure basically now made him go, Dad, when do we start basketball? When do I start working out with Bobby? Dad, when do I start going to the gym and when I shoot? Because Max knows now what the feeling is when you don't make something you want or do something that you want. And that was a failure. That failure will help propel him. But you also got to learn from the successes too. Our successes are going to be something that we got to make sure that we are proud of. The successes that we do, we learn from them. You celebrate those. What successes have you had this year? You need to write those down. What are those successes that you've had? Don't forget about those, because what I'll tell you is this. You will focus all the time on the failures. I do this myself. All the things that we botched, all the things that we didn't do right. And what we'll forget about is all the things that were great, all the things that we did awesome. Like some people might have had a month where they had the record sales or record people bringing into the business or record whatever it might be. And you know what? You'll always remember the one thing that you didn't do is the worst month that you had or the way you didn't maybe make something or something didn't go your way. You can't just beat yourself up. You won't make money that way. You can't just learn from your failures. You've got to build from your successes as well. And the last thing is this. Don't be afraid to ask. You got to surround yourself with a good tribe, a good group of people, a group that's going to continue to make you rise, right? Not make you run. You don't want the people that are going to make you run from business or make you run from challenges. You want to get those people that are going to make you rise to get better, make you rise to be a better individual, a mom, a significant other, an aunt, a daughter, whatever it might be, business owner. You want to find your best version. So what you have to do is when you need help, ask for it. When you want to find something to grow, ask for it. I bring consultants into my business all the time because I'm asking for help. I want them to give me ideas. I want them to give me ways that I can go out there and grow. And I need to be open to listening to other people's ideas. At the end of the day, I get to filter them. I get to decide, but I love to be around people that want to stimulate growth, want to help you grow, want to be there to help you answer the questions that you have when you're the only one up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can't sleep. That's the way you make money. You provide value, you self-educate, you network your butt off, learn from your failures, build from your successes, and don't be afraid to ask. Because remember this, man, at the end of everything, you are the secret. You are the business owner. You are the person that's going to make you rise or run. And what I will tell you every day is you put the most into yourself in your development that you possibly can, and you'll get it really quickly. Because there's only one secret in business. There's only one secret of success, and that is you. Have a great day, everyone.